to your love. Say now winnie winnie wanna wanna your love. They do me this time, yeah. I need your grace, me never relent, my love no get shame, no matter the case. My sweet, sweet bass, say my love no get shame, for you all day,
every night, every day. In the money, man, I did
buy you cypher. Make you fall for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jodo,
Why not? call your name, Shabana, for me.
Radio. All the way from Brooklyn, New York.
Give me your heart and I'll go run away. Show me your love and I'll go you to play. Telling me come here, I'll go a long way. Follow you, but maybe you know, say you got love for me.
What?
I don't go. When I call your name, she got love for me.
Bond.
for you. If I have to put on my health in a post, ain't enough for you. Ain't nobody know the cause of my matter.
The studio is packed.
You see my shawty, anybody on earth.
Bond in the building.
Matter, tell them I say no, no. Shawty, if you need a fire, I'll be a ladder. Please be judging. Put me on trial. If you think I hurt ya, put me underwater. Take me quarter. I don't need
that. Yes, I love you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can you see that?
You know I'm a fanta, you know I do canta, but you dey make me calm down. You dey shake my data, you dey cut my sandals, you dey off my lantern. I used to be a bruta, goons for you guruta. Girl, you're my rasta fena, you dey make me kuluta. Oh. See anybody want a pointer, make a shooter. Girl, I be a ala man, party man juta. But if you need a fire, I'll be a ladder. Please be judging, put me on trial. If you think I hurt ya, put me underwater.
Hey.
Take me cutter, I don't need
yes, that. I love you.
Call me DJ T-Bone. Pay to basics. We got Bond in the building. We're gonna be talking about that amazing book.
Put me underwater. Take me
grounded music.
We're
about to get the show started.
Then we mash up the place. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Party after party. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Party after party, then we mash up the place. Mash up the place.
Big trail in the beat.
Yeah. Party after party. Yeah. Party after party. Yeah. Party after party. Yeah. Party after party. Party after party. Party. Party after party, party after party, party after party, party after party, party after party,
party after party, party
after party, party after party, party after party, party after party, after party, after party.
Okay, the pregame lit, so we turn up, turn up. Vibes on vibes, so we burn up, burn up. When the party at, I'ma run up, run up. Going all night long till sun up, sun up. Going off like a rocket launcher. Yeah. It's the vibe, yeah, you like it, don't you? Yeah. Take it, do it for the culture. Billy can't fly, I don't like no vulture. I thought I told ya, when I come through, it's over. I'm a soldier, big range like a rover. I'm a roller, big time shot caller. When you see me in the club, you can come holler. Like, we're here to turn up, what to do? I just wanna kick it with a crew. Top of the world, what a few. Pretty girl next to you, tell her she can come too. Like, yeah. Party after party. Party after party.
Yeah, yeah. Confuse me.
Oh.
Tell me why you confuse me, oh baby. Your body too attractive, and the way I fuck for you, it be like magic. No, the way you give me a good day, and I know go fit to come another day. But I go to call you my baby, and together we go there, we no go fade away. Why you say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Boy, I make you run away, make you fly away. Why you say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make you fly away, make you run away.
So make you call on me, call on me. Just say I go pull up on you.
What you say?
Call on me, call on me. You know say I go pull up on you.
Call me DJ T-Bone.
Yeah, yeah. You know say
the flyest out from DJ New York.
So the end of part two. Stepping at the place, everybody confused. Everything new, I like you.
Oh man, it's the Butters Basics show, y'all. Every Sunday from 2 to 3, we on an Afro Beats tip today, y'all. Hope you're enjoying the vibes here at Butters Basics show. Every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m., we are internationally local, please believe it. That's the vibes from DJ T-Bone on the ones and twos. Sitting with us is Peachy Suze. Say hi, Peachy.
Hi, everybody. I am enjoying the chocolate skin, the Afro beats. I'm enjoying it all.
Okay. Cool beans. And we got Mr. Bond Grounded here with us today. Hey. DJ, bring it down just a little something. Hey, we can't get enough of that Afro beats, y'all. We on tiptoe into the convo.
Hey.
It's such a great day in New York City. Everybody feel the vibes out here in NYC. Brooklyn, New York. Such a great, great day. It's beautiful outside. I don't see a cloud in the sky.
Can I say one thing?
Please
Are we not sad that Labor Day is not happening? The Labor Day parade is not happening? Like, this is giving me Labor Day parade vibes. And I just want to be on the parkway having a good-ass time. And COVID messed that up, man.
Let me tell you, I personally don't think that Labor Day vibe is something that is killed for anyone who is authentically Caribbean American, because we're still gonna do our thing safely, whether the authorities like it or not. I already know that. Me personally, I stopped going on the parkway when I became an adult, because I realized that the parkway was very electronic, unauthentic to some points. Millions and millions of people come out just to see black people's ass on the parkway.
So wait, you haven't been to like the actual Labor Day parade in years?
I went, but it was just to entertain my friends that came from out of town. They wanted to see what it was like, and I'm okay. Cool with that. But the real deal for Labor Day for me is always Juve. Hey. Juve is a tradition that was started by Caribbean slaves in the Caribbean. If you people that don't know where the Caribbean is, that's all of us. That's Saint Elsewhere, all the Saint Islands, all of the Greater Antilles, all of the Virgin Islands, all of the Lesser Antilles. Shout outs to Trinidad and all of the islands that comprise the Caribbean islands. That Juve is very special to us because it was a time where the slaves and indigenous people congregated to have what's called mass, and we took ourselves away from pain, took ourselves away from slavery. We did everything to release our souls and make fun of massa.
Can I say one more thing when it comes to Trinidad and Tobago?
Please.
Give them a huge shout out, because dealing with the coronavirus, the COVID-19,
oh, they were very serious about it.
They are the number one. Trinidad and Tobago is number one for keeping it at bay and regulating it right and making sure that more people didn't get infected. So give it up for Trinidad for being the number one place. Look it up. This is facts you can look up. Number one place for controlling the virus, making sure people didn't get reinfected, and just having a whole handle on it.
You know what? I know someone that was on a cruise ship when the whole COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin's cousin was on a cruise ship that went over to, I believe, St. Martin. And St. Martin wouldn't accept them because people on the ship had the COVID.
Mm.
And then they went back to Trinidad. And then Trinidad immediately quarantined people. And there's a certain part of the island where they put everybody that was quarantined. And some people died while they were quarantined because, I mean, from complications. Everyone knows what we were dying from, what people were dying from. If you had complications due to COVID, that's what you passed away from. And, you know, like I said, you know, shout outs to those souls that were set free from this worldly situation. And now we're back here in our worldly situation here at Butters Basics Show. Big ups to you, Peachy Suze. Thanks for co-hosting with me today. I appreciate
you. Know, come on, you know you're my
Shout
favorite person.
Shout out to Quit while you're ahead sitting with us. She's over there digging her nose in the corner.
And let me just say one thing. Men from Trinidad, you may not be able to control your penis, but you can control COVID good.
Right. I'm so done. I wish my sound effects Listen, DJ, do you have DJ T-Bones in the building?
Yes.
Do you have sound effects like, you know, do they bust gunshots where you're from? Okay, what's that?
Let me I'm going to say that. This, right? I feel like I'm being a creep today because everybody knows I love a good chocolate man. He came in, he was tall, he smelled good. I was like, waiting for the double hug. And I don't like anybody that comes up here. They'll tell you, I'm mean to everybody.
So now, Peachy
shout
had
out
a,
to him.
Peachy had a surprise shoot your shot today. But we're not even going to go into all
We're not.
We don't know. But sitting with us is the one and only author, entrepreneur, and music industry tycoon, goes by the name of Bond, Mr. Stanley Ibigbo. Am I saying it right?
Yes, sir, you are.
He got his shades on. He's cool. He's cool as fuck.
Yo, because this guy right here is like, he's worked with groups like Runtown. For those that don't know the Afrobeat scene, who are some of the big groups right now with the whole scene of that? You know, because when I did some research, Stanley, I seen that, like, you know how Bollywood was a very big thing?
Mm-hmm.
And it still is. Bollywood is a big thing. Hollywood is a big thing here in the United States. You know, they're kind of getting taken down with their pedophilia ring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good luck to them with that. But people have tapped in so much into their roots of the Afrobeats culture, and it's something that keeps reoccurring. It never goes away. What is it about Afrobeats that's so special on the music scene that everyone always has to revert back to Afrobeats and say, damn, this is the genre that's sometimes overlooked, but you always have to come back to it and say, we're gonna get money here too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, it feels good to be here. I appreciate you ladies doing a wonderful job trying to put our music, our culture on the map, you know.
Don't act like you own it. That's our shit too, Stanley. Like, I'm black like you. Like, we own it.
We all originate from Africa, so technically Africa owns it.
Yes, I appreciate you guys. You guys are doing an amazing job. The term Afrobeat, when it comes to Afrobeat, some people don't really understand that Afrobeat, what is about, what is it about, and the growth, you know, the culture, what it stands for, what it really, really represents. Afrobeat is a Nigerian music. It's not just Africa. You know,
it's Africa, not all of Africa.
No, it's not.
Which
all
has
of,
so many countries
we
inside
have
of it.
54 countries in Africa. It's like it's a continent, right? But some people don't really understand. They think Afrobeat is just a country, or Africa is a country, is a continent. So Afrobeat is Nigerian music. We have other parts of Africa, right? So it's our own Nigerian music. If you go to Ghana, South Africa, East Africa, they all have their own names and their own differences. But because Nigerian, we are so...
And their own dialects too.
Yes, we have our own language.
Many different dialects all over.
Yes, each of the countries, they have their own dialect, their own culture, wares.
Even Nigeria
fashion.
Has many different dialects as well.
We have.
Are you Igbo land?
Yeah, I'm Igbo.
Okay.
I'm Igbo.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, you know 90 Day Fiancé, Soulja Boy?
I'm so done. Why are we doing it? Do you think he knows?
No, I'm not saying you know him, but have you watched 90 Day Fiancé with Soulja Boy?
No, really, but I've heard about it.
I'm pretty sure not too many people have.
But I want to know this, right? Was he really a big name Nigerian artist? No, he was lying. He was lying, right? Because he was like, I'm a big name.
Okay, so wait, what are we talking about here?
So there's a show called 90 Day Fiancé that I love. I want to be on one day.
And they put a lot of different people together that have no business being together.
And they love to put men from Nigeria, someplace in Africa, but usually Nigeria.
I've seen them date a lot of fat white
and
ladies.
And a fat white lady. Love to put them together. Love to. And
I hate
and,
Peachy for this.
And this, this year was Soulja Boy. And not Angela.
Real Soulja Boy?
No. That Nigerian version of Soulja Boy, who was supposed to be a big artist, but it was like nobody knows him.
wait, they have a Nigerian Soulja Boy? Hold on, DJ.
He just said, no, it's not.
Bring your music down, DJ. We're going to keep your mic up.
Tell us about Soulja Boy.
Okay, so Soulja Boy is an artist I just knew about from
from 90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé, yeah. And I've been DJing a while. Yeah. I've been DJing 12 years now.
And look at how he got his notoriety on TV. Yeah.
Anyway, and people and this love is, this him.
Okay.
Well, at the end of the day, you have to give it to him because Nigeria is also regionalized. You know, he probably is popular in the north. We don't really bang south from the north. It's usually
talk into the mic.
Yeah, talk louder because we can't hear with the music.
A lot of Nigerians don't really bang with sounds from the north.
Bring your music down. I want to hear you.
My music is down.
No, bring it down so I can hear what you're saying here. So if anybody in Soulja Boy in Nigeria wants to crucify you,
they know.
You know they know it's you, and you get crucified.
Because baby girl,
you disrespect Soulja Boy in Nigeria, Soulja Boy.
No, he's not disrespecting.
I know,
he's not disrespecting.
Now he's bigging him up.
What he's trying to say, basically, in Nigeria, we have the main place, like the entertainment hub, just like New York City.
Yes.
You know, we have the entertainment hub in Nigeria, which is called Lagos State. So we have all the celebrities, all the media houses.
I'm going to Lagos State.
You need to be in Lagos.
Because I think that Lagos State is going to love a Butters Basic show.
If you spend an Xmas or a weekend in Lagos, you will never be in any other city. So, trust me.
Let me say something, right?
Yeah. Don't say nothing about other shows that not cutting us a check.
No. But
thank
I want to say
you
this,
very
right?
much. Because he's a marketing specialist. No. And we want to curtail the show. To
I've
his
always
brand.
Loved and dated African men, right? Since I was young, right?
Oh, wow.
Since I was young.
That's why
I grew
I
up
gave
in the
you
Bronx.
The
you know, 167 from the Bronx. It's that's all I've ever done, right?
Maybe that's
Ghana,
why.
Right? You date a man from Ghana. They tell you, don't trust a man from Nigeria. Ooh. Because Nigerians they've had a very bad connotation about them for being scammers.
Right. As far as relationship or money-wise?
Relationship, money-wise, they say if you date someone from Nigeria, now to me, Nigeria has the best looking men out of all of Africa. And only because I date African
well,
men.
Well, let me
so
ask you something. Have you been all over Africa?
I haven't, but okay. I know the Africans that migrated
okay,
here.
Okay, so let's pause for a second, right? Let's pause for a second. I want to definitely focus on the Nigerian aspect of things here with Stanley and his business.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Please, Stanley, tell me about the original question that I asked.
Yeah.
Why is Nigerian Afrobeats so popular in the world at this time?
Okay, shout out to all the Nigerians living in the diaspora here in America, in every other country. They are the ones making it happen for us, making it so popular. And Nigeria has a population about, on the data, 200 million, right? Now, off the data, like people in the diaspora, I don't even know how many they are. So we are popular in number, and when it comes to Africa, Nigeria is the number one entertainment, music, movies,
it's
comedy.
It's called Nollywood.
Yeah, Nollywood. We are.
You know, for those that don't know, we are the platform for the unknown to get known.
Yeah.
So anything that you can come up with in your mental right now in regards to Nollywood, Nigeria, and bigging up Afrobeats, that's what I'm interested in at this time.
Speaking of Nollywood, we are the third in the world, the third biggest, largest in terms of Nollywood. So you see that we are so popular, we are so big, and we like to carry our culture wherever we go. You see a Nigerian, he's wearing Nigerian he's playing Nigerian music. We love to promote our culture. Mm-hmm. We like to spread the gospel, you know. So on that note, that's how we carry our music wherever we go. You see our DJs, they play 90% Nigerian music. So we keep promoting our stuff like that. And
Is it because of the superiority of the technology in Nigeria that the music just sounds so great? Or is it because of...
The thing is, we don't really have that... We're not even that sophisticated when it comes to technology, just the way Americans are, you know. But we have this fighting spirit, this hustling spirit, like we want to get on that spot. Mm-hmm. We want to be on top.
And, you know, I will pause right there. And just to reach back into what Peachy was talking about as far as, like, the scamming.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you know anything about that. So
I wanted to ask a question about that.
I'm going to separate you from that. But what I will say is I have Nigerian friends.
The thing is that the whole world is corrupt. Everywhere is coming is everywhere.
And it is everywhere. And that's the thing is, like, you know, even when you watch, which, you know, some of people's experiences from it has been from 60 Minutes and shows like that, that detailed documentary on why people in the world, who in the world is doing this scamming. I even watched a gentleman over in...
Hush Puppy?
No. Oh. I'm going to tell you right now where the island is because I'm going to let you know because...
Yeah.
It slips my mind, but only because I was like so shocked by it. But the darker skinned peoples of the world are always demonized for being scammers for some strange reason. When the European has given us their monetary system, now we have to play catch up, in a sense, to getting this money. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times too, the things that you were gifted with doesn't always equal money until you can find somebody that can bring that out, your talent. Yeah. When you've written the book called...
Grounded Ways to the Music Industry.
Grounded Ways to the Music Industry. At least what you did was give people a concept of a legitimate experience that you've had. Because you've worked with so many talented individuals, groups from Nigeria that are in the UK touring, people touring, people making money off of YouTube, people making money off of social media. And I even asked you myself, hey, how'd you get so many followers? And you're like, because the people know what I do.
Yeah.
Talk about what it is that you do.
The thing is, when you are adding value to the society, to human beings, you know, people start liking you, start following you because of who you are and what you represent, what you do. You know, I've been able to manage some great artists.
Runtown.
Yes.
Name drop some names, hon. It's okay.
Yeah, I've been able to manage
people
like Runtown, people like Fino, people like some other great African artists that have from scratch, zero to the level they are, like, with huge demographic of about millions of views, you know. It's not easy managing them. It has to do with passion, dedication, a lot of work, hard work has to go in place. Being that they are human beings, they have their own goals and dreams, what they want to do. So as a manager, you have to figure out how to take them from point zero to the level they are.
And there's different types of management, right?
Yeah.
There's road manager, there's
those are the things I've talked about in my book. My book is a music business book. It's a guide and it's the first of its kind in Nigeria. You will see a music book to guide artists, music investors, upcoming artist managers, you know, to put them through on what the journey is going to look like, what is it, and how you can go from point zero to 100, and also how you can make money with your music, with your craft. Right, so we put a lot of work. It's based on my experience over the last decade, over the last 10 years, working as a manager, working as a marketing specialist, also working as an event coordinator.
What made you want to put a guide for anybody? Why didn't you want to keep all this for yourself?
I believe we all have a purpose in life. You have to figure what your own is, right? So what's the purpose of having all the information, all the knowledge that can better somebody's life, that can change somebody's career? Why should I keep it to myself? So I've been wanting to write the book, but I didn't know what I was going to write about until I got to that level, because I've been able to tour the world. I've been able to be in Europe, Dubai, every other country with my artists, doing shows, touring, you know. So I don't see a need of putting it to myself. I'm like, if you can make impact, I can make impact with this. Let's educate the younger generations, the people, the next people that wants to be like Runtown, Jay-Z, you know, the people that wants to be like Puff Daddy. Let's educate them, because most of the upcoming artists, they start making mistakes, like signing the wrong deals, not knowing what the business is all about. Because it's not about just music, recording music. Anybody can go into the studio and record. But you also need to understand the business side of it.
Do you think that there is an abuse of artists that, you know, that are talented but fall into the wrong hands?
Yeah, it is. I've seen a lot of super talented artists, male and female. Like, I'll be like, oh my god, this person, if this person comes out, it's going to blow the world. But at the end of the day, they fall into the wrong hands, maybe the wrong hands not knowing what the business is all about, not knowing how to market properly, how to promote, how to brand, you know, not understanding what the industry is all about. So they end up being abused or used or wasting their time, and before you know it, they catch up, age catches up with them, and that talent becomes a waste. So it's not about being talented is 1% out of 1 million things.
Because a lot of people are talented.
A whole bunch of them. On the subway here, I saw one guy freestyling. I'm like, this guy is bad. You know?
And you could take him and do something with him.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question, right? Does it make people from Nigeria feel some type of way when, not the world, but many people has a negative connotation about Nigerians and say, oh, they're just scammers, they're just this, they're just that. Does it make you guys feel some type of way, or is it like, it's a win?
Okay, it's not really a good picture for the country, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really a good picture. Like when you go on Google, you see some stuff, and sometimes I feel bad about it, you know. But it's about you as an individual, what you believe. Some people believe in those type of things, like this is the way out, this is the only way. I have to be on the street. I have to do this, do that to get money to do this, you know. Then some other people believe in their abilities, they believe in their gift. What I'm doing today is not what I studied in school. I studied computer science, but because I realize what I have.
Do you know how many African-American people, I don't know too much about anyone outside of myself, I apologize, but a lot of people who are African-American do not know how to hone in on their innate qualities and say, I'm going to profit from that. Do you think it's any different in Nigeria for the people that have talented people to get discovered?
It's the same everywhere. It's about, okay, let me even say Americans, they have some opportunities more than us in Africa and Nigeria, because we don't even have any government.
Thank you for saying that.
We don't have any government support. It's based on your hustle. Like, you have to wake up saying that I'm going to do this. You have to follow it up with everything possible, legit way. You know, we don't have any support, so there is no, my father does not give me money, my mother is not going to give me money to support my music. So you have to go figure it out. You have to start associating yourself with some music friends, you know, change your circle, just to learn the business, just to learn what's going on in America. Here I noticed that they have some you know, some sort of support from the government, that at least they can start up and kick off their career. We don't have anything like that going on. You have to figure your talent out.
You got to from the ground up.
Yes, you have to, by yourself. There's no support. Your father, I'm from the country where your father wants you to go to school, get a certificate, become a doctor, or...
So let me ask you... Oh, I'm so sorry, Peachy. I just want to ask him one question before we go to a short break. And we'll go to your question right after me. So a lot of times when I look on the YouTube or the Instagram and I see these little Nigerian kids dancing.
Yeah.
And I know that they're from Nigeria, because I know that it's the music that they're playing, and the you could tell. Yeah. You know what time it is.
The vibe, yeah.
Yes. And they're dancing, and it's like, even I'll go as far as to say, even in French Montana's videos where I see the kids dancing, probably Kenyan kids or Tunisian kids, a lot of these kids are kids that are dark-skinned, black kids, African kids.
Yeah.
Where's the money go to these villages and these people after the fact of getting them in their innate quality talents? They're dancing, they're moving, their coordination, their, you know, the popularity they may have in their village after the fact of that. Is there anything that, I'm not saying that you would have the answer, hun. Mm. But what I'm saying is that if there's a market for it, can Stanley Igbigbo figure out how to get people paid?
Of course. That's what I've been doing for a living. Of course. We are happy people. We like to have fun. That's Nigerian man and woman. They just like to be happy. They like to hustle, get money, legit way, and still have fun, right? So those kids you are seeing there, in as much as they don't have anything on their own, sometimes you can see where their houses, you see the kind of places they are living.
Yes, because they actually go to where these people are and film there.
Yes, they still have fun regardless where they are living. Some of them are barefoot, dancing, no shirts on.
Hun, we see it. We see it over here.
Africa. No, it's not all Africa.
And you know what? Even if they chose to not be in full suit. And full, you know, everybody can have a Burna Boy video.
No, everybody can afford that. Which is why Beyonce, I think Beyonce did that too in her videos. This is her Black and Skin album. She traveled all the
way. Did you work on that?
No, I didn't work on that. But some of my friends, some of my co-artist managers, they did.
They worked on the Black is King joint.
Album, yes. Okay. And that's why she went to, she traveled to different African countries like Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa.
And this is during the COVID.
Yeah.
Thanks, Beyonce, for risking your life.
Yeah, shout out to her. She's a powerful businesswoman.
I like how she has evolved.
Can I ask you a question that's a little bit off the
No, you don't have to ask a question. No. You just ask the question.
Just ask it. But
go ahead, mama.
A lot of times, even from back in the day, right?
Yeah.
It's been one of those things that when we as African Americans call ourselves that, it's been said that Africans don't like when we call ourselves African Americans.
No,
really?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's been a thing for years.
I think the reverse is the case because some African Americans, when you tell them that you're African, they'll be like, no, I'm not African, I'm American. So, I'm telling you, I've met some of them.
And I've met many
of
them.
I'm like,
African Americans that prefer to just say I'm American and disassociate.
Yeah,
and
they think Africa is like one kind of bush or one place like that. So they try to disassociate.
But you know what too, Stanley? I don't think that they think that Africa is just a bush place that they don't want to be. I think that they feel, and I've heard them say, African Americans have said that Africans don't accept us.
Because that's what we've heard for years.
No.
I'm going to tell you. And let's just say this before we go to break, guys.
It's hearsay. And it's hearsay. And we're not even going to waste time on it because it is hearsay. Let's squash it right now because we all know the truth.
So you guys
anything
like
that
us
looks
to call
like us,
African Americans.
We
of course
are
I do
African Americans.
We are all Africans. We are all African.
Big ups to that. So we're gonna go to a short break right now and come back and have a conversation with Stanley Igbo. Make sure you follow him on the gram. Tell him where they can follow you, hun. Don't be shy.
You know, I have I'm available in all social platforms, LinkedIn, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Born Grounded. Just search Born Grounded.
Spell it for them.
BONDGROUNDED. Born Grounded on the gram. And make sure you cop that book, guys. It's only $15 and it's a piece of knowledge that you can have in your library.
Yes.
If you ever like to read. Have Africans ever heard African Americans have heard that if you want to hide something from
put
a Negro, put it in a book.
Yes.
That is so disgusting.
So that is what I did in this book. I have a lot of information.
So disgusting.
I have a lot of information that can change somebody's career, that can change someone's life from point zero to 100 inside the book.
T-Bone. Yeah. And with that being said, big up your chest and bust the tune.
Stop it, son.
You already know the vibe is a good cast number four. DJ T. He
I'm not the only one.
You already know the vibe of the boy casting
for like I give you love.
Outside.
Now you the catch in my shot. For your sake, I go touch you. Yeah. We go drive around before my Porsche. Baby, pana, they say let me wala. I get to wala. Baby, pana, anyway, that's good. I could follow you the code. Baby, pana, they say you like cassava. It's big cassava. Baby, pana, my love for you. You never die. You never die.
Everybody, back to the But It's Basic show every Sunday.
That's my song.
That's your song, Peachy Suze.
That makes me want to have unforgettable wild sex with Nigerian London men.
Oh my God.
I love Nigerian men in London who are from Nigeria. I go crazy over them. If you guys had that British accent, panties on deck.
You know what? It's something very sexy about a foreign accent that women love. Yeah. But there's also something very sexy, I'm sure, about foreign money that's worth more than American money.
Even sexier. When you can say, let me buy you a drink, you don't have to pull out your card or pay for the tip. It's like, you're going to buy me a drink?
We don't do that. We just pay.
There's nobody asking a question.
We don't do that. I'm taking you out.
I'm born and raised in America. Men definitely make me pay for my drinks, or if they pay, make me pay for the tip. I'm like, if I treat you, I'm buying everything.
If we're hanging out, I'm taking care of the bills. Don't worry. Bro.
And you know, is that a Nigerian thing from the scammer money?
That's an African.
I'm just fucking with you. T-Bone.
Yo, it's the American thing. That's not Nigerian thing. It's the American thing, though.
I'm going to be for real. I've dated African men since I was younger, and this is why I've always loved dating them, because they are manly men. If they want to be known as the man. So if I go out with you, I'm going to pay.
Yes, we're taking care of you. We know how to do that.
That's it.
I want to get right into it.
And I got big dicks. Sorry.
We had the last one here.
I had to blast it out for a minute, then I bring it back down. And I want to definitely, you know, before the show concludes, there's some points that I definitely want you to get to quickly.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk about the money in the music.
All right.
Let me know, why is Afrobeats going to be the biggest thing? Yeah. Thanks, Beyonce, for Black is King. But there were people before that, like Fela Kuti, that have inspired so much Afrobeat music. Mm-hmm. Is it just touring that makes the money, or what else is it that, that culminates to make the money for the people?
Okay, like I told you, I said Africa, we have...
Excuse me, that employs the people.
The people, okay. Nigerian alone, we're about more than 200 million, right? Now, other countries, we have 55 in number in Africa. So you can imagine if you put out a material, a song, imagine the whole continent trying to jump on your song. Where the money is now is the touring is there, the streaming is there as well. So if you can capture only Nigerians, I think, and Nigeria is the largest, right, in Africa market. So if you can capture only Nigerian alone, I think you will be in money. Let's say you're counting like $1 per person, and you have like over 1,000 people, that's big money. Now talk about the rest of African countries, right? So I think people like Beyonce, they have seen it. They have seen that this is where the new money is now. So that's why she and other people like that, they are beginning to go in that market, in that region, to see how they can, you know, penetrate, how they can establish their business in those areas, and as well get paid. Right now, we make money from shows, we make money from touring, we make money from branding, advertising and stuff like that. We have a lot of superstars out there that are big brand ambassadors, like Wizkid is a big
Is Wizkid the same guy as Starboy?
Yeah, he is Starboy. He is Starboy. Starboy is his level. He is the CEO of Starboy. Okay.
So, well, I feel like that's what Akon said. Akon kept trying to tell artists that if you want to make real money, come to Africa. Yeah, let's build up Africa because this is where the real money is.
It's still untapped. We have some undeveloped places out there that you can, if you set up your business properly, man, you'll be in money. You'll be in money. So the next, from now on, I think that's where the music is going. That's where the new money is.
Why should people buy your book? If I gave you 45 seconds to sell this product,
okay,
why should they buy this book?
Why you need to get a copy of this book? This is a masterpiece, right? This contains an information that you will not, your lecturer in the university or college is not going to teach you or show you. You really have to be on the road. You really have to be in the field to understand the secrets that that I put down in this book. Like I emptied my head for this book, right? Now,
you took the time out of your schedule,
yes,
managing, grinding, building, to say, let me bless you.
Yes, yes. It's not easy doing that, but it's discipline, right?
Where can they find that book?
You can get the book on Amazon. It's available on Amazon, soft copy, hard copy. Currently, I'm working on the audio version. Then
What's the name of it? Make sure you tell them the name and where they can find this and for how much.
Okay. The book is called Grounded Ways to the Music Industry. It's sold for $15 mm-hmm. for hard copy, $9 for soft copy.
Okay.
Right. It's available on Amazon. If you're in the States, you can get it there. Then it's a music business book.
And excuse me, guys. And my copy is autographed by the author. Make sure you cop that.
Yeah. I didn't get one.
It's on Amazon.
Oh, I'm getting one. All right.
I'm like, it's on Amazon, motherfucker.
And this is for Africa, right? This is for Africa. This is not for me. It's not about me or about trying to sell my, you know, myself. This is for Africa. This is for African Americans as well. If you're an aspiring artist manager, if you want to go into the artist management or a music investor, there is so much you will learn from this book. It's going to direct you how to go from point zero to 100, and you can still make money.
Stanley, tell them where they can find you, hun.
You can follow me on Instagram, Born Grounded, the same as Snapchat, the same as LinkedIn, Facebook as well, you know, Born Grounded. Grounded there is my company, Grounded Promotions. We're into management, branding, marketing. And as well, I have my brother here with me, DJ T-Bone.
Will you be back again as we keep on building?
Yes.
He better come back, shit.
It's family. It's family, right?
Peachy,
I love the vibe.
I'm sorry.
Tell them where they can find you, Peachy.
I'm Peachy Suze, P-E-A-C-H-I-E-S-U-Z-E. I'm on Sundays Brunch, 12 to 1 p.m. Woo-hoo! I'm being a creep over here. I'm sorry, I'm creeping.
T-Bone, where can they find you, T-Bone? Let me turn your mic up a little bit.
You can find me on Instagram.
Come closer to your mic. Bring your music down. Don't worry, the two down there.
All right, down.
Tell them where they can find you, hun.
You can find me on Instagram at RealDJTBone. It's one word.
RealDJTEEBONE.
Wait, can you do a British accent for me real quick?
Goodness gracious, Peachy.
He's Nigerian now.
He's Nigerian. Brother, can you please give her a Nigerian accent?
Okay, let me. You can find
if me. If I'm waiting, what is it?
I'm not Nigerian, British.
One at a time. You can find me on Instagram. Real DJ T-Bone. TEEBONE. And you can find me on.
Thank you, T-Bone. Do you have a wife and kids, or how many family? Listen, guys. Listen, we're gonna wrap the show up.
I can be wife number two.
This is the Butters Basic Show. We are the platform for the unknown to get known. And my name is Butter. You can find me at Gazebo, GAZZEBO. And that's 2 Z's so you don't sleep. 11210, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. Please check the zip code.
Brooklyn in the house.
We're internationally local every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. here at DTF Radio. Man, enjoy it, man. Let's big that up. Drop that.
Big up to Queen Butter.
It's an amazing one. It's an amazing.